Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. Macca.
Thanks, Tass. Our next guest is Melissa Davey, and Melissa has been the Guardian Australia's Melbourne Bureau Chief for many years, nominated for 3 Walkleys and a couple of Quill Awards, won some New York Festival Awards, a very, very accomplished writer and author, and her most recent work is The Case of George Pell, Reckoning with Child Sexual Abuse by Clergy. And before I introduce Melissa, I just want to say to listeners, if you find this subject distressing, don't feel obligated to listen, please. If you are upset by this subject, please reach out to Lifeline and QLife and other services. And I also should say that I myself am a survivor of historical child sexual abuse, but within the Anglican Church. Okay, so this, it's a rather thick tome. The case of George Pell, Reckoning with Child Sexual Abuse by Clergy. It's most recently published. It's by Scribe, Scribe Publishing in Melbourne and London. And actually, they're based in Brunswick in Melbourne.
There you go, Macca. There you go. Now, you've got a copy of the book in your hands, haven't
you? I do.
You?
So, in case you missed that, Melissa, I think in the interest of disclosure, I'm a survivor of historical child sexual abuse, but in the Anglican Church, it's an issue I'm pretty passionate about, and I know you are too. So, welcome to Saturday Magazine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Look, it's a pleasure. I'd like you to tell us why you wrote this book.
Look, I guess there are a couple of moments where I just realised that there are some enduring myths around child sexual abuse and institutional child abuse, and that no one news story I wrote was going to address that. I mean, yes, it's a book about the trials of Cardinal George Pell, but the way I see this is that that particular trial or those trials are the backbone of a broader book about what we now know about childhood sexual abuse and how it occurs. Really, what I wanted to do was smash some of those myths about the way we perceive children, the impact it has on children throughout their lives as they go into adulthood. We have had such a wonderful Royal Commission do 5 years of work on this issue. They commissioned original research about how abuse occurs, and that 5-year inquiry got a lot of coverage in the news, but I really felt like some of the most interesting and profound evidence needed to be synthesized into one place. So I hope that this book provides some of that, I suppose.
What is the most surprising thing, if I can use that term, Melissa, that you've discovered while you're researching and writing this book?
It's a hard question to answer because I've been doing this for so long. Yeah. I've sat in court cases, I've sat in the Royal Commission, I've talked to researchers, I've poured through research papers. But I guess one of the things that surprises me still is this idea that this is historical. It's not historical. The abuses in institutions, the failures in institutions that were religious or otherwise in the past, is still happening today. It's happening in residential care. It's happening in the youth justice system. And I suppose if there's anything that surprises me, it's the way that we are so easily able to condemn some of these youth. At what point do we turn from feeling sorry for these children and, outraged at these abuses that occur to turning on them and describing these kids as thugs or hopeless or losing hope in them when they sometimes, not all victims, but sometimes they lash out or they turn to coping mechanisms like drugs and alcohol, we seem to very quickly change our perception of these children. I think we need to have a more clever conversation than that. I think we need to, face head on some of the difficult issues in youth justice, in the criminal justice system, to ask, who are these people and how can we prevent this happening in future?
Melissa, it's Tass here. Thank you very much for sharing your reflections with us. What's been the response to your book and some of the work that you've done?
The book only came out, I only got a copy in my own hands on Wednesday or Thursday. By day I'm a journalist. I'm the Melbourne Bureau Chief of The Guardian, and I've been covering COVID-19, and I'm in the middle of a hotspot suburb. And,
you're in the thick of us.
So my book came out in that context, and I haven't had a chance to kind of breathe and look at how it's been responded to. I got a beautiful message from one of the survivors I interviewed in the book, called Georgie Berg. She jailed her pedophile priest. She's one of the most formidable, strong, fierce women I've met. But she sent me a beautiful message this morning about the book. I've also had people who, thought that Pell received an unfair trial, send me some nice messages about the book as well. Throughout covering the trial, the response was overwhelming in terms of the abuse I faced just for having been there. Even just very dispassionately talking about what was coming out of the trial led to people, for some reason, taking issue with me. It was tough. It was really tough. And every day, I felt like I was reading reports from people who weren't even in the trial, who hadn't probably even read the Royal Commission's final report into child abuse, being splashed on front pages and in comment sections with so-called authoritative accounts of what had unfolded. And I guess that was partly the motivation for writing the book as well. I didn't necessarily... It's a grim task to put all that evidence together, but if I didn't do it, then these commentators were going to be driving the story, and we can't have that.
Melissa, what's one thing that you've learnt that you didn't know about? Not a thing that surprised you necessarily, but one thing that you've learnt through doing the research and writing this book that you think is an important lesson for our community to hear.
One of the things that really surprised me and that I learnt very early on was the chair of the Child Abuse Royal Commission did this completely off the record briefing with journalists before the Royal Commission went to Melbourne to hold its inquiry into institutions there. And I remember the chair of the commission, Justice McClellan, saying that, we're examining hundreds of institutions, but we could examine thousands more if we wanted to. And I just remember thinking, God, like how many institutions is this occurring in? The answer is that child abuse is not something that is necessarily hidden and rare that we like to think it is. And, of course, it happens in families much more frequently. So the scale of it is something that surprised me very early on. I shouldn't have been shocked, but I was. And just like I said, the fact that we seem to think of it as historical sometimes as well, and it's still happening. And one of the things I'm most passionate about is having high expectations for children. We know that children are still being abused, and we can't look down on those kids. We can't give up on them, and we can't have low expectations for their future. We need to believe in them. They have voices of their own. We don't need to give them a voice, so we need to find ways to give them platforms to be heard forevermore.
Yeah. Look, unfortunately, we're out of time, Melissa. First off, I want to thank you for your book. It's really important from the perspective of a survivor. It's hugely important. And all the people, that work with survivors and assist survivors know how important it is. I just want to go, on the back cover of the book, it says, "The case of George Pell is not just about one alleged offender and one complainant. It's about justice in the age of conservative media, about culture wars, and about how the sexual abuse of children occurs and has been allowed to continue." And you're right there. It is still going on. It is still happening. People are allowing it to happen. And why I say they're allowing it to happen is because they're not turning their attention to how this happens. And, you know, we need to be very diligent about this. And, look, I understand how difficult this would be for you to write, and I thank you for writing it. Your work in The Guardian is also exceptional, and I say to people, please buy it, please read it. It's a very, very important book, and I can't imagine how difficult it was for you to write it. I know how difficult it's going to be for me to read it, but I encourage people to read it. It's very important. So, Melissa, thank you.
That's extraordinarily kind. Thank you so much, and thanks for featuring my work.
Look, it's a pleasure. Again, thank you for writing it. Thank you for shining a light into this dark spot. It's published by Scribe Publishers. It's called The Case of George Pell, Reckoning with Child Sexual Abuse by Clergy, written by Melissa Davey. Thank you, Melissa, and have a lovely weekend.
You too. Thank you.
That was a great interview, Macca. We've just had a message from one of our listeners, 569, who is just reminding us that the movie Spotlight is being broadcast on SBS
yes.
tonight. Worth watching.
Yeah, and again, if the issues we've talked about have challenged you and disturbed you, please reach out to Lifeline and to QLife and other organisations. And also, yeah, watch Spotlight tonight, but I warn you, it's a pretty challenging film.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.